Okay, Shalom Uvracha to everybody. Welcome back to our Thursday morning shiur at the Young Ezra of Woodmere, as we are rapidly approaching Chag HaPesach and Zman Chiruseinu. So, just I told you, I'll follow up with you. We do have shiur next week. Rabbi Schachter said, that's fine. Whatever you want, he said, is fine with me. So I will be here, unless we're all in Yerushalayim preparing for the Korban Pesach. I will be here, and if you would like to join for an hour next Thursday morning, I hope you will be here as well. We should all be well. So that's an important announcement that obviously it's Yantif, and then we will resume after Chag. Okay, so we're going to talk about something interesting today, preparing for the Yom Tov of Pesach. Not only do we need to prepare for the Yom Tov of Pesach in a very physical fashion, cleaning, and more cleaning, and shopping, and more shopping, and list, and more list. And after you go to the supermarket, you start... Actually, I forgot to put something on the list, only because I'm saying it right now. And then you start your list all over again, and then Baruch Hashem, you organize, and you write the menu, and rewrite the menu. I'm not up to there yet. I didn't even start there yet. Okay, so it's a very busy time in Yanei Diyoma, and there's a lot of physical things that need to be done in order to prepare for the Chag. However, it is very important not to neglect the ruchniyistic preparation of the Yom Tov and not to forget why we are doing this. And there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why we are doing all this work. The physicality of the Chag, and perhaps it's the most labor-intensive Yom Tov on the calendar. The physicality of the Chag is not an end unto itself. It is a means unto an end. It's not just to drink fine wine and eat tasty food and the home should be beautiful. It's a means to an end. And the end, of course, is to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's something very unusual about Chag HaPesach, which is what we are going to be speaking about today, in contradistinction to all the other Yomim Tovim on the calendar. And that is that the number 4, I'm not joking, this isn't because we spoke about 40. It's not. The number 4 features very, very prominently in the inyan of Nisan and Chag HaPesach. And we need to understand this, and we need to learn through this, and explore why 4 is such an important number. And I'll tell you, I've been saying, Hashem, I know there's something I'm not getting. Please enlighten my eyes to help me get the whole connection. Because when it comes to the other Yomim Tovim, okay, Hanukkah is 8 days, but there's not multiple things that occur. The reason we have a Hanukkah licht is because there's 8 days. So it's one licht per day. There's not a fascination with and a recurrence of a specific number in so many aspects of the other Yomim Tovim like there is with Pesach and the number 4. So we are going, I was just talking to my son yesterday afternoon, and I was telling him some of what I had written up, and he added another one that I had not even thought of. So if you think of something that I had not thought of, I ask you, you know, wait till I say what I present. And if you think of another one, I'm very eager to hear. I wrote it in my notes when he told it to me. I said, you're right. So let's begin at the beginning. This isn't in a specific order. It's just in order of my notes. Okay? So first of all, there are 4 b'parshios. This is very unusual. The 4 parshios take us from Rosh Chodesh Adar through Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So part of the prep, we don't have this at other times of the year. Yes, we have a special Kriya Satorah for Rosh Chodesh. We have a special Kriya Satorah Lahavdil for a fast day, a Musaf, a Yom Tov. But all these 4 parshios, these 4 Shabbosos, we take a second Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh, and we read a special... We read a special extra parsha. The 4 parshios, beginning with, coinciding with Rosh Chodesh Adar, are Shkalim. It's from Parshas Ki Tisa, Parak Lamed Aleph. It is the Lamed Aleph. It's the Machatzis HaShekel, the half a shekel contribution that was donated annually by every Jew. Parak Lamed. It's Parak Lamed, not Lamed Aleph. It's Parak Lamed. In Parshas Ki Tisa, the half a shekel contribution, really a tax, the half a shekel tax that every Jew had to give his man Shabbat HaMikdash HaYakayam. What was the purpose? It was used for communal sacrifices. This, even though it's read by Rosh Chodesh Adar, so you're going to say, what does it have to do with Nisan? It's actually the beginning of Nisan. Why? This is just very interesting to me. When was it due? It was due on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Because that's the beginning of the year. We just had Rosh Chodesh 2 days ago. That's the beginning of the Jewish New Year. Chodesh HaZalacham is referring to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So, they began to announce that it was due a month in advance. You don't just make an announcement and people show up 5 seconds later with the money. Not much has changed since temple times. People need reminders over and over. The tax is due, the finances are due, the money's due. So a month in advance of when the Machatzis or Shekel is due, that's when they start to announce it. I know there's the Medrash about Haman and his Shkalim, and Hashem said our Shkalim preceded Haman's Shkalim. That's why we read it before Purim. But that's the Drash. The Pshat is because it's used for the communal sacrifices, which is due on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, annual communal sacrifices. So we announce it a month in advance because people needed a lot of reminders. I don't know, does the show send one email, pay your annual membership? Probably not. There's a handful of people who will pay right away. And then the rest of the people over the course of hopefully the month will finally pay. So we start with Parsha Shkalim. Then we remember Arba Parshios. Then we move to Parsha Zachar. Parsha Zachar is from Devarim 25. It is not only, of course, Zechiras Amalek Lo Tishkach, but it is the Zechira of Shalom Echad Bilvad Amar Aleinu the Chaloseinu. Al Shabachol Dor Vador. We're living it. We're seeing it. Amdi Aleinu the Chaloseinu Zachar. Then we move to Parshas Para. Why? It's from Parshas Chukas, Perek Yates, the Para Duma. Why do we read Parshas Para as part of the preparation for Nisan? We're reminding people that it's time to be Olah L'Rego soon. And if a person is Tamei L'Meis, they are not allowed to be Olah L'Rego. So this too is an announcement in advance of Chag HaPesach, that we're telling people, if you're Tamei L'Meis, you need to make sure to be ritually cleansed, you need to make sure to undergo the process of Tahara using the ashes of the Pardum, otherwise you can't be Olah L'Rego, you won't be able to partake of the Karban Pesach or the rest of Kaisha. And finally, Parshas HaChodesh, which we spoke about insights last week, it's from Shemos, Perek Yud Beis, Pesukim Alf through Chaf, we spoke about that last week. So we start with the number four, seeing that there are Arba Parshios. It's very unusual, we don't really have this at other times of the year that begin by Rosh Chodesh Adar, but even the beginning of Rosh Chodesh Adar has to do already with Nisan, because it's the Machatzis HaShekel that was due by Nisan. So we have the Arba Parshios, Shkalim, Zachar, Parah, and HaChodesh. Another inyan of four when it comes to Chag HaPesach is that the Yom Tov has four names. Four names. Now, even though we call it Chag HaPesach, I don't think you would go over to someone and say, where are you going for Zman Chiruseinu? I'm going to make a joke. And if they're at home, you're for sure not going to tell them where you're going for Zman Chiruseinu, because they definitely don't feel like they're going into freedom. It's really just a joke. Baruch Hashem Ashreinu, we should be well, we should prepare, we should be zorcha to bring the Shechina into our homes. It was just a little joke. However, what do we mainly call the Chag? Chag HaPesach, okay? However, it does have Arba Shemos HaChag. Chag HaPesach, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu, Upasachti Abateichem, HaKodesh Baruch Hu skipped over our houses, so to speak. We had the blood on the Mashkov and the Mezuzos. We read the Pesukim last week from Parshas HaChodesh. Hashem skipped over our houses. We call it Chag HaMatzos, because on this Chag, we do not eat Chametz, we only eat Manishtana Alayla Zemikol Alelos. Shabachol Alelos in Anuachim Chametzu Matzah, Alayla Zekula Matzah, Chag HaMatzos. It's called Zman Chiruseinu. Shavuos is Zman Matan Toruseinu. Simchas Torah, Shmini Atzeres is Zman Simchaseinu. This begins the process. It's the first of the Shalosh Regalim. It's the Zman Chiruseinu. It's the time of our going forth to freedom. And it's called Chag HaAviv. Chag HaPesach, Zman Chiruseinu, Zman Chiruseinu, Chag HaMatzos, and Chag HaAviv. Because it has to be in the spring season. Now that's why you make an Ibur Shana. Ramadan, Lahavdil, billion Havdalos, they do not add in an extra month. So it could occur at any time during the year, because the lunar year and the solar year, you know, two people said to me, my son said to me, and then someone else who learns with me, both on, what day was the eclipse?
Monday,
my son said to me, isn't it strange that today we saw a full moon and tonight you're going to have no moon? And then someone who learns with me said to me the exact same thing. What's the connection? What's the lesson from the fact that we have a full moon today? If you saw it, it was really Marbu Masach Hashem Kulam V'chach Masisa Malaz Kenecha. I said Kapitul Yitesef Tehillim in between taking glances, because even with the glasses, it said you're not supposed to look at it for too long. So like glances up and then, you know, wow. Hashemayim Misaprim Kivod Kelo Masa Yadav Magida Rakia. It's really unbelievable. So my son said to me, and then someone who learns with me, both said, what's the pshat? Today we see a full moon, and tonight or tomorrow there's going to be no moon. It's really, I said, I don't know what the lesson is, but Interesting to think about. But Lamaisa, Chag Ha'aviv, the lunar year, the point is that the lunar year and the solar year don't match up. So if we did not add an Ibur Shana, we just left Ibur Shana, we're in the first month of the year. If we did not have an Ibur Shana, then Pesach might occur, I don't know, in Cheshvan. Because the months of the solar and lunar year are not coordinated, so therefore we have to make sure it's in Chag Ha'aviv. Now, and Rashi tells us this, on Chumash, that Hashem said, I took you out in pleasant weather. I took you out in the spring season. It wasn't a snowstorm, it wasn't a tornado, it wasn't autumn rains, it was a pleasant season to leave. But Aviv is also an acronym. Not an acronym, that's the wrong thing. Not acronym, it can be divided into two words, which is Av Yerbet, father of 12 tribes. Now, of course Hashem was the father of 12 tribes before, but we weren't a nation until Yetziat Mitzrayim. We were a family. We were Yaakov, Yishu, Beso, Yard, and Mitzrayim. Only when we left Egypt and marched to Matan Torah, the Lakachti Eschem Vila'am, then we became Am Yisrael. So we became Am Yisrael with the Yitziyah Mitzrayim. And Rav Shimshon Pinkas, Zecher Tzadok Levracha, whose Yurtzeit is Erev Chag HaPasach, must be about 20 years since he was a Nifter, Erev Chag, along with his wife and his 18-year-old daughter, So he says there are two Brios HaOlam. Not really, don't panic. There's one Brios HaOlam for the whole world. And then there's the Brios HaOlam of Klal Yisrael, and that's Yetziat Mitzrayim. So there's two different acts of creation, the creation of the whole world, and then the creation of Klal Yisrael. The creation of Klal Yisrael occurs by Yetziat Mitzrayim. When we march to freedom, Zacharti la chesed nurayich, ahavas kelula sayich, lechtech acharei b'midbar, be'eretz lo zaruah. So therefore, Av Yerbet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu became the father of Am Yisrael, which is represented by the 12 tribes, the moment we left Egypt. So there's Arba Parshios, Shkalim, Zachar, Para HaChodesh. There's Arba Shemos HaChag, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaPasach, Zman Chiroseinu, and Chag HaAviv. Moving on. This isn't really in particular order. It's just in order of my notes, even if it's not in a chronological order. There are very famously Arba Banim. Now, there could be three, there could be six, there could be two, there could be one. Some say, my son reminded me of this yesterday when we were discussing this idea of four. My son reminded me, which I know he's told me before and I've seen it before, that some say it's all the same person. At different times in your life, sometimes you feel like the She'ena Yodea, like I just don't even know what to say. This situation is so crazy. I don't even have the words. You're the She'ena Yodea. You can't even open your mouth. And then sometimes you're the Rasha, sorry, not you, me. The HR gets the better of you. And you don't exactly feel like such a tzaddik on this day. And sometimes you feel like the Chacham. It was a gewaldic day of Avodas Hashem. I did everything right. I said a beautiful dvar. I don't know if I could say I did everything right any day. But you try to do everything right. You feel like the Chacham. And sometimes you're the Tam. You're the simple Tmimus Yer who's just living a life of Avodas Hashem. So one of the pshatim of the Arba Banim is that we are all the Arba Banim. It's not referring to four different sons. It's referring to what, and it's true, when I say it like that, that's all of us. What, you never encountered your Yetzer Hara? I would like to meet you if you never encountered your Yetzer Hara. Sometimes you're the Rasha, sometimes you're the Chacham, you manage the Yetzer HaTov, takes over, Ezu Gibor, Kovish Yetzer So. Sometimes you're the She'ena Yodea, you just don't have the words. Whether it's naturally, we certainly don't have the words. I don't remember. I remember reading the past. My son Shmuel Zanvil reminded me of it yesterday when I was speaking to him. He told me, because we were talking about the four, I didn't tell you yet which four he added. There's so many, it's really just amazing. There's something very significant going on here. So he's in 12th grade in Baruch Hashem Misifta Chaim Shmuel. So he reminded me, Mommy, that it's really all one person. And you're the She'ena, it's not his var. I just don't have a previous source for that. Then sometimes you're just a Tmimus Yer. Hashem, I'm just going to do, even if I don't understand, Tamim Tiyem Hashem Elokecha, Hishalech Lefane V'yei Tamid Noch, Hishadik Tamim Hayabadar Sav, I'm just Tamim. So we are all the Arba Banim. Rav Yisrael Meir Lau Shlita, in his commentary to the Haggadah, which I believe is out of print, it's a beautiful Haggadah, it's Rav Yisrael Meir Lau on the Haggadah. People have told me before when I call from it that they can't get it anymore. Anyway, he says it's four different generations of Jews, and it represents assimilation. You begin with the Chacham, the one who comes from the Altaheim, and he's still Shomer Shabbos. And then there's, unfortunately, we throw off Shabbos, and we throw off Kashrus. I'm not judging anybody. I have no idea what I would have done if I lived in 1905. and I was working a sweatshop, and my children literally did not have food. No, I'm being serious. This is not a judgment on anyone. I'm just stating what he tells over. What he tells over. And then you become a little bit more distant. The next generation starts to throw things off a little bit. He's the Rasha. And then you have a Tom, and finally, you descend so much in the generations, you have a She'eino Yodea. He doesn't even know what Yahadus is at all. And unfortunately, there are so many Jews, the vast majority of Jews, who are in the category of She'eino Yodea. You think people know the Purim story? I have someone, it's Mamish Gevaldik. I can't imagine her Olam Haba. She learns with me for 5-6 years. Once a week, she listens to a certain seer series on YU Torah. She is not observant. She lives in a different place. She's not observant. And she tells me, even if I don't understand, she has no Jewish education. I think it's the first time in her life learning authentic Torah. And she says, even if I didn't understand, she still listens. And I always tell her, your neshama understood. But I remember I sent her a Purim shiur. I said, do you know the Purim story? She said, no. So you think that sounds so strange. But there are so many Jews who are mamish eino daily, so they just don't even know anything. So Rav Yisrael Meir Lau says that the Arba Banim represents four Doros. And it's the process of assimilation through the ages. And this is unfortunately what happens when we move to a new exa and we move to a new galus. So the Arba Banim, well, I forgot the Pshat. The Pshat is it could be Mamish Arba Banim. I went to the Drush before I said the Pshat. It could just be the Arba Banim. They do represent four different types of children. There's a Chacham who's motivated and he wants to learn and he's on fire with Torah and he always has a Dvar Torah at the Shabbos table. And then there's the one who is, I'm going to use a term today that's not nice, forgive me, off the derech. I don't even like that term. I'm using it for purposes of illustrated point. And then you have the one who's like, simple, fine, I'll sit here, even if I just have to be here, but he's not so interested. The She'eino Yodea, he just doesn't have anything to say. He doesn't even want to be engaged in the conversation. So the pshat is, it's good that the lady who told me to ask if I'm talking too fast isn't here. I'm just joking. I wish she was here, but I think I'm talking faster than last week, because I have so much to get to. Okay, let's go. There's so many fours. I want to talk about something else next week, so I hope to get through all this today. We'll see. Ba'azor Hashem. Im Hashem lo yivna ba'yishav amu bonobo. So the Arba Banim, the pshat of the Arba Banim, which I forgot to say, is that children come in all shapes and sizes, and paths, and mahalchim. That's the pshat. But they're all at your Seder table. So you better figure out how to engage every child according to their way. The next one that my son Shmuel Zavo told me over, but it's not his verb, but I don't remember the source. I don't know the source. That we're all the Arba Banim. One person is all four of these children, sons, people, Jews, depending on different situations in your life. Rav Yisrael Meir Lau says it represents the story of assimilation, unfortunately, as the subsequent generations throw off the yoke of Torah and Shomei Torah Mitzvos and Shabbos. Arba Parshios, Arba Shemos HaChag, Arba Banim, which of course we know the Arba Banim. Let's go through it quickly. Keneged Arba Banim Dibrei Torah, Echad Chacham, Ve'echad Rosh. I'm just quoting from the Haggadah. Ve'echad Tom, Ve'echad She'eino Delisho. We already gave three pshatim as to what the Arba Banim mean. Chacham, Mahu, Omer, Mahaidus, Vachukim, Mishpat, Mashur, Tziva, Hashem, Akinu, Ascham. It's interesting. For your reference, the She'ela of the Chacham is in Devarim, Parak Vav, Pasuchof. The She'ela of the Chacham is in Devarim, chapter 6. Verse 20, Parshas Veschanan. All the other of the Arba Banim, the Rasha, the Tam, and the She'eino Yodea, are in Perek Yud Gimel of Parshas Bo. Part of what I think we're meant to learn from here. Did you hear what I said? Listen, again, let me make it clear. Parshas Bo, Yitziyat Mitzrayim, Karban Pasach, Achodesh Azalacham, that was totally in backwards order. At the end of Parshas Bo, in Perek Yud Gimel and Sefer Shemos, we learn of three of the four sons. Rasha, Tam, She'eino Yodea. 40 years later, in Devarim chapter 6, verse 20, we learn about the Ben HaChacham. That's very interesting. Why didn't the Torah include him when? In Parshas Bo, with the other sons, if there's Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. So put them all together. I think what we're meant to learn from here is the Torah teaches us part of what makes a Chacham is the power of contemplation, thoughtful introspection, taking the time to think before you jump to conclusions, before you ask a question. The other ones ask a question immediately, even if it's the Tom's question of Mazos. Right away, we're still having Yitziyat Mitzrayim, and these three sons are already asking. The Chacham waits. He knows when to ask. He learns. He observes. He experiences. He is thoughtful. And at some point later, Rashi says to Perek Vav Pasuk Chaf in Devarim, the Pasuk says, Ki yish'alcha bincha machar lemar, ma ha'idus v'chukim v'mishpatim. And the Pasuk says, Ki yish'alcha bincha machar, Rashi specifically says, Yesh machar shehu achar zman. It doesn't mean when your son asks you the morning after Korban Pesach, what are these statutes and laws and mitzvos? It means machar shehu achar zman. And I think the Torah is teaching us that's part of what makes the chacham a chacham. He understands that there's a tomorrow that is after some time. We learn, we integrate, we listen, we pay attention, and we're not so quick to always open our mouths right away. We think and we observe, we integrate, and after some time, if we still don't understand by watching our teachers, our elders, our parents and grandparents, then we ask. Chacham mahu omer, rasha mahu omer, ma'avodo zos lachem, lachem v'lo lo, v'lfisha hosi etz asma minakal kafar be'ikar. I'm not reading the whole thing. You know the sugya. You could open up the Haggadah. We gave a few pshatim into what the Arba Banim mean. The pshat, my son told over, Rav Yisrael may allow, the inside of what makes the chacham the chacham. Ta mahu omer mazos. All the time has to say is, what is this? He's still asking, but he is so simple-minded or pure that all he needs to say is, what is this? And you should say with a strong hand, God took us out of Egypt. He's the one who can't even say mazon. Apsachlo, did you see what we're doing at the Seder table? Do you see the moror? Do you see the karpas? Do you see the charosis? Do you see the matzah? So much of what we do is kideshu yishalu hatinokos. So we open up for him. He doesn't even know to ask. Arba parshios. Shkalim, Zachar, Para HaChodesh, Arba Shemos HaChag, Chag HaMatzos, Zman Chiruseinu, Chag HaAviv, and Chag HaPasach, Arba Bonim. Kineged the Arba Bonim, it's not an accident that we have Arba Imahot. In Echad Mi, and I told you, this is not an order because we're going from Nisan to Arab Chag to different places in the Haggadah, to the names of the Chag. It is not an accident that we need Arba Imahot if we have Arba Banim. Echad mi yodea, Hashem and Shemayim Ma'aretz. Shnayim mi yodea, Shnei Luchos HaBris. Shlosha mi yodea, Shlosha Avok. Arba mi yodea, Arba ni yodea, Arba Imahot. The four foremothers who are, of course, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. Why do you need Arba Imahot if you have Arba Banim? I think just like the Arba Banim are one person at different times in your Avodah Hashem, I think based on my life experience, Hashem should grant me the Chachma, Bina, and Das to live the life He wants me to live. I think the Arba Imahot are the same mother for the Arba Banim. I don't know. I haven't taken a poll. So I don't know what most families are like. If you took a poll, even though Hashem doesn't care about statistics anyways, He's in charge of everything. If there is such a thing as families where every child is exactly the same as the other. So based on this very informal poll, you're in agreement with me that the Arba Imahot are necessary for Arba Banim, and I think the Arba Imahot are one mother. Because that one mother, you know, it's so interesting. Like, you can't be a chef unless you go to culinary school. And you can't be a physical therapist unless you have your degree. I mean, I hope no one here would go to a physical therapist who does not have a degree, who's a fraud. And you certainly would go to an MD who doesn't have an MD after his or her name. And you wouldn't go to a lawyer who is not certified by the Bar Association. But a mother is all of those things, and many, many more. She's the doctor and the nurse. She's the psychologist. She's the chef. She's the personal shopper. She's the waiter. She's the cleanup staff, the dishwasher. She's the washerwoman. She folds the laundry. I don't iron, secret. That's something I don't do. I just washed with my son-in-law's shirt. I said, this is very wrinkled, but I don't iron. Maybe in Shasachak I would need to. The mother is so many things, and all these things come without any formal training. Over years of wisdom and years of experience, we hopefully learn how to step into the shoes of all of those unique roles. And not only do you need to be the therapist and the psychologist and the chef and the washerwoman and the personal shopper and the person who stays up late at night. Don't ask me how many hours I slept last night. It was a shy if I could say brachos this morning or not. Not really. I slept enough to say brachos, barely. And you have to exude calm, and your heart is full of ahava, baruch Hashem, for every child, and all the food is delicious, and the bedtime stories are wonderful, and you're a chauffeur. You're also a chauffeur. Don't forget the chauffeur. And you know how to sew buttons and sew hem. Sometimes the pile gets left from all the various children, and baruch Hashem, the husband, the bun fell off. The seam needs to be sewn. You have to do everything. Not only do you have to do everything, baruch Hashem, ashreinu, matov chalkeinu, but you have to do it differently for every child. You have to do it differently. You're not the same psychologist for one child that you are for the other. You're not the same hashkafa, even though you are, for one child that you are. Maybe one child likes to talk about sports, and the other child wouldn't talk about sports if their life depended on it. You need Arba Imahol because you have Arba Banim. And just like Arba Banim is the same person, I think the Arba Imahot, no, I'm not talking about the four mothers. Again, there's the Pshat. The Pshat is Sar, Rivka, Rachel, Leah. Just like the Arba Banim is, there's four different types of children. But if there's Arba Banim, there has to be Arba Imahot. Because I don't know if there's anyone who raises various children the exact same fashion. Maybe in certain families that would be successful. But if the child is unique, Chanuch Lenar Al Pidarko, Gam Ki Yaskin Lo Yasser Mimenu, you have to be all those roles individually for every child. And again, because four are so important for the Chag HaPesach, it's represented by four. But if you are a mother of three, then you have to be three mothers in one person. And if you're a mother of six, you have to be six mothers in one person. A mother of two, eight, ten, fill in the blank. Why four? Because four, as we're learning today, is very crucial for Chag HaPesach, which is what we're trying to uncover. I hope it's not going to go into next week, but I'm not sure. Okay. So Arba, and I think it's such an unbelievable, you know, the whole night of Leila Seder is a night of Chinuch. Sipur Yitziyah Mitzrayim. Call a marvelous supper. Ki Yishalcha Bincha Machar. Vihi Gadatol LaBincha Bayamahu Leimor. Why do you move the car? Bring the car, lift the wine, put down the wine, cover the matzah, uncover the matzah, Kadesh Yishalot Tinokos. It's a night of Chinuch. It's a night of passing on the Mesorah. But part of the Chinuch is be Mechanech yourself. You're a mechanechas, but you must be mechanic yourself. If there are babanim around your table, you better learn how to be four mothers in one person. It's the most complex, demanding, elevating, uplifting, loving, rewarding, challenging schus in the whole world. You have to dive in for a tremendous siyata d'shmaya. But you have to have four mothers if there are four sons. Because she is one person in four different garbs. I don't mean you should be, I think everyone understands, right? There's consistency. So it doesn't mean, you know, with one child I wear a mini skirt and a shirt down to here, excuse me, another child I dress like this. You have to adapt your mode of communication for that child, your interest, your listening ear. So one child likes to talk about the Arba Banim, and the other child doesn't want to hear about the Arba Banim. Whatever it is, you understand what I mean. Consistency in Avodas Hashem. Could give you a whole shiur on that based on the Rav, Tam Shavisi Hashem, the Negdi Shami, Kimini Baalmo. But while you are consistent in your Avodas Hashem, so it doesn't mean you make brachos before one child and not before the other child. While you're consistent within the parameters of creativity in Avodas Hashem, you have to know how to be four mothers for four children. Arba for, yes. Four mothers in one mother for four children. With a lot of tefillah. Arba parshios, arba shemos hachag, arba banim, arba imahos. I noticed something very interesting, that right before the arba banim, we bless Hashem in four stages. There's four baruch. Baruch hamakom, baruch hu, Baruch Shanasan Torah La'am Yisrael, Baruch Hu. The introduction to the Arba Banim is four blessings. Because for each child, we must bless Hashem. whichever child is sitting at your table, whichever mother you're going to be at that point in time, excuse me, you say, thank you, Hashem, for this child. So immediately, first we say, I'm a Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harei ani kiven shivim shana, velo zachisi shtemer yetzios mitzrayim b'leilos. After we finish that, kol yemecha yachal avili mosa mashiach, the bridge between our babanim and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is four baruchs. Baruch hamakom, baruch hu, baruch shenasan Torah la'am Yisrael, baruch hu, kineged our babanim, divra Torah. Because what we are understanding is no matter which child is sitting at your table of these four, your tafkid is to find the blessing that you tell Kosh Baruch Hu, thank you for this child. And the Sefer, short and sweet on the Parsha. Like, why wouldn't you want to come to Shir next week? I know we all have to cook. But like, it could wait a few minutes or an hour. Be'ezrat Hashem. So elevating. It's so inspiring. It's so amazing. Torah is so empowering. Our whole life is in Torah. My whole life is not in the pan of the roast chicken, but my whole life is in Torah. Mamish. Mamish. It says in the Sefer, short and sweet on the Parsha, by Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Bregman, published by Feldheim. I forget who he's quoting. It might be the Vilna Gaon. He records it. Beirach, and this is just shows you the beauty of Lashon HaKodesh. Every time you make a bracha to Hashem, Shahakol Niyad Baral, Asher Yatzar Sadam Bechachem, Vavavon HaKavim HaKavim, I don't know, Hamotzi Lachem Minar, Tzal Micha V'al Kalkala, Yotzar HaMa'oros. When you make a bracha, what is the essence of Beirach? It's not only blessing God, you are asking Hashem to double all the goodness in your life. How do you know? Look at the root word of Beirach. Beis, Reish, Chof. Beis is two. It's double of Aleph that came before it. Aleph is one. Reish is 200. It's double Kof, which is 100, which came before it. And Chof is 20. It's double of Yod that came before it. It's Gevaldik. Who can make this up? Only a Kosh Baruch Hu's language system. Beirach is the word for to bless God. But when we're blessing God, we're saying, Hashem, please double, multiply the blessings in my life. Look at the root word, Beirach, Beis, Reish, Chof. Beis in Gematria is two. It's double the letter that comes before. What's the letter that comes before in the Aleph Beis? Aleph, and the Gematria of Aleph is one. Reish is Gematria of 200. The letter that becomes before Reish is Kof. Kof is 100. 100 times 2 is 200. Kof times 2 will give you Reish. Chof, it's a Chof Shofis, but it's a Chof. Chof is 20. What comes before Chof in the Aleph Beis? Yod. What's Yod in Gematria? 10. I think he's quoting the Gra. But the Sefer that I saw it in Kamar Davar B'Shem Amar Mevi Gula La'olam is short and sweet on the Parsha of Shlomo Zalman Bregman. And that Beirach, everything in our lives we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be doubled. So how can we apply this to the four Baruchs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu before the Arba Baruch? We're saying, Hashem, thank you for this child who's sitting at my table. Thank you for these four children or this one child, whichever child it is. Please double, multiply, increase the blessings in this child, in their life, in my home. Let me see the good and increase the blessing in the child sitting before me. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasan Torah La'am Yisrael, Baruch Hu, Keneged Arba Banim Dibra Torah. Okay, let's keep going. Arba parshios, arba shemos hachag, arba banim, arba imahod, arba beirach. Of course we have the manishtana. I told you, I'm going out of order, okay? I was in arba banim, then I was at echad miyodea, now I'm at the beginning of magid. So the manishtana is four questions. The truth is there are many more than four questions that you could ask on Leil HaSeder. A good question that you could ask on Leil HaSeder, which I'm giving a shiur on later in a different venue, is on all other nights of the year, we're told to minimize your speech, call Amar Bedvari Mevichet. On this night of the year, call Amar Vesapar, Reza Meshubach. There are so many questions that you could ask on Leil HaSeder. But of course, once again, it appears in the number set of four. What are the Arba Kashos? Shebechol HaLeilos Anu Ochim Chamitzu Matzah, HaLeila Zer Kula Matzah. Shebechol HaLeilos She'ar Yirakos, HaLeila Zer Kula Mara. Bechol HaLeilos Ein Anu Matbilim Afilu Pam Echas, HaLeila Zer Shtei Pamim. Kol HaLeilos Anu Ochim Ben Yoshvinu Ben Besumim, HaLeila HaZer Kulanu Mesubim. So what do we have? We have the four questions of the Manishtana. I'm going to come back to the Manishtana, but my son told me yesterday, Shmuel Zavel, he pointed out something really beautiful, and right away I said, you're right. Of course he was right, and I wrote it down right away. Another four. I did not think of this. I'm going to Parak Yud Beis and Parshas Bo. Echodesh Zalacham. We actually quoted these psukim last week. It didn't occur to me. Listen to this. 1 second. We spoke about Parshas HaChodesh last week. Okay? Vayam Hashem el Moshe v'al Aron be'aretz Mitzrayim leimar. This is the beginning of Perek Yud Beis. We're in Parshas Bo, the Parsha of Yitziah Mitzrayim. And Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, HaChodesh HaZalachem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Hulachem, L'chad Sheyashana. Okay. Dabu al kol Adas Yisrael leimar. Does anyone know what the next words are? Or in English? Be'asar l'chodesh hazeh, v'yichulam ish celebrate avot celebaya. On what day of the month, by Karban Pesach of Yitziah Mitzrayim, do they take the lamb for the Karban Pesach? Oh, the 10th. What day do they sacrifice? Oh, v'im yimer habayim yom yisev, v'la kochu yishchein akal v'albeisho b'michsa nefasho, ish lufiyachu techosu. Well, that's if there's not enough people in your household to finish the lamb, you go together with your neighbor. V'haya lachem l'mishmeres ad arba asar yom l'chodesh hazeh. So there are arba yimei shmira, my son pointed out, for the Karban Pesach of Karban Pesach Mitzrayim. It's just the pshat. Everything that I'm telling you, this is not drash. We're giving drash into the arba banim, the arba imaho. But the pshat of four, you see that it recurs with constant frequency in regard to Chag HaPesach and Chodesh Nisan. The pshat, it's Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Gimel, Ba'asol HaChodesh Hazeh. And then Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Vav, V'haya Lechem L'mishmeres Ad Arbasar Yom HaChodesh, V'shachatu Osho Kol Kahal Das B'nei Yishal Ben HaArbayim. So we have this idea that when it comes to the Karban Pesach of Yitziah Mitzrayim, there are Arba Yimei Shmira for the Chag, for the Karban Pesach, for the Satamim. And that, my son said to me, 4 days of bikur, investigation. 4 days of investigating and guarding and making sure that the set is ready for the chag. Okay. Continuing. This I read also. So I know you're going to think it's a little funny, but it's l'maisa true, so just listen. We start the Seder with 3 matzos on the ka'ara, Kohen Levi Yisrael. But you break the middle matzah in half. And when you break the middle matzah in half, hopefully it doesn't crumble into a million pieces, depending on how thin or how thick your hand shmura matzah that you bought this year is. So what happens when you, let's say it works out perfectly and nothing crumbles, and you mamish break it in half. How many pieces of matzah do you now have sitting by the ka'ara? 4. I don't remember where I read that, not my own idea, but you actually have, because we break it right away, kadesh urchas karpatz yachat. So we are saying magid over how many pieces of matzah? Not 3, we're saying magid over 4. Chol amar b'lesapar reizim meshubach, and the story of Yitziah Mitzrayim occurs over 4 pieces of matzah. I need a tissue. Okay. The most famous one that I did, they're all the most famous. Maybe some of them are famous and some of them we need pointed out. We didn't yet discuss the fact that there are arba kosot on Leil Seder. There's Kiddush, Magid, Benching, Birkat HaMazon, and Challah. Why do we have arba kosot on Leil Seder? Keneged the arba lashono geula. So before I go, arba parshios, arba shemot hachag, arba banim, arba imaho, baruch 4 times, arba yimei bikur for the Karban Pesach, arba kashus of the Manishtana, arba kosot on the Aleseder, and they are parallel to the arba lishona geula. The arba lishona geula are found in Perek Vav of Parshas Va'era, Psukim Vav through Zion. Shemos chapter 6, verses 6 through 7 are the arba lishona geula. And Chazal say that we drink 4 cups of wine on Lala Pasach, keneged the arba lishona geula. Parshas Ve'era, the beginning of the Parsha. So the Pasuk says, Pasuk Hey, V'gam ani shamati esna ka b'nei Yisrael asher mitzrayim avidim osam v'ezkor. B'riti Hashem says, I heard the groans of the children of Israel that the Egyptians are enslaving them. I remember they made a covenant with the patriarchs to free the Israelites. L'chein emor l'vnei Yisrael, chapter 6, verse 6 in the book of Shemos. Therefore you, Moshe, shall go tell the b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem, I am God. By the way, my son pointed out also, and it starts here with ani Hashem. My son pointed out that there are four letters in the name Yod Kei Vav Kei, which is the Shema Rachamim that took us out of Egypt. In fact, when you look by the Aseres HaDibros, okay, Perichof Pasuk, not Perichof, yes, Perichof, Perichof Pasuk Beis, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, what's the Anochi, what is it contingent upon, what's the end of the Dibra? Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher, Hotzei Sicha, Me'eretz Mitzrayim. It's the Anochi of Hashem who took us out from the land of Egypt, from the land of slavery. And my son pointed out, which I actually also wrote down here in my notes, four letters to the Shem Rachamim, the Shem Havaya, which is the Yod, then the He, then the Vav, then the He. And that's exactly how Hashem introduces the Arba Lashon HaKa'ula, with that name. Listen what Hashem says. L'chein emor l'vnei Yisrael, ani Hashem. And what name is here? The Yod, the He, the Vav, the He. The name of the four-letter, ineffable name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Hotzeisi Eschem Mitachos Sivas Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to take the Yidden out from under the burden and oppression of Egypt. V'itzalti Eschem Me'avodasam. He promises to save the Yidden from the slave labor. Hotzeisi, take us out. Hitzalti, save us. V'ga'alti Eschem. He promises to redeem us. V'zroa Netuyah B'shvatim Gedolim. V'lakachti Eschem Lila'am. The fourth lashon of Geula is Matan Torah. And I will take you to me as a people. V'lakachti corresponds to Matan Torah, which is 7 weeks after Yitzhak Mitzrayim. V'otzeisi v'itzalti v'ga'alti is the process of leaving Shibun Mitzrayim through the gay manders, the Zrona Tuya, the Shvatim Gedolim, the Makos, Kriyas Yamsuf, Shvishal Pasach. And then we come to Matan Torah. V'lakachti eschem lila'am. V'ayisi l'cham l'alokim v'yadatam kini Hashem ha'motzi eschem mitachos shivos Mitzrayim. So we have Arba Lashon HaKa'ula. Correspondingly, therefore, we drink Arba Kosot on Leil HaSeder. There's so much I want to tell you. I have to choose what I want to tell you. Perhaps we can suggest, why are there Arba Lashon HaKa'ula? I'm going back to chapter 15 of the book of Bereishis. Parak Tesvav of the book of the Bereishis is the Bris Ben Habsarim, the covenant between the pieces. This is also discussed in Maggid. We read these psukim in Maggid. Why? Because that is when Avram was, I guess, promised. I'm not sure what word I should use. God foreshadowed, God foretold to Avram that your children will be strangers in a strange land. That was taught to Avram in the Bris Ben Habsarim, way before Klal Yisrael was even founded. Yitzchak was not anywhere on the picture yet, at least in Olam Hazah, in Olam Haba, because Baruch Hu Yitzchak was going to be born. At the beginning of the dawn of our history, with the first prototype of the first Jew, because Baruch Hu said there's going to be a Golus Mitzrayim. So what, and these are the psukim we read in Maggid. Vayehi HaShemesh Lavo, and the sun was about to set, Vatardema Nafla Al Avram, a deep slumber fell upon Avram. A fear, a darkness, a great one fell upon him. Avram, these psukim should be familiar to you from Magid. What's wrong? Something's going on? We shouldn't open. Vayomer la'avram, yadoa teida, ki geri ezarecha be'eretz lo lahem. And it was told to Avram, no, you shall surely know, your children will be strangers in a strange land, va'avadum, they'll be enslaved, v'inui osam, they'll be oppressed. What's the next word? What? Arba me'yoshana. We read it in Maggid. It was told to Avram at the beginning of the dawn of our history, no, you shall surely know, your children, your seed, your progeny will be strangers in a land that's not theirs. They will be enslaved. They will be impressed, oppressed. Arba me'oshana. 400 years. The gamas agoyashar yavodu dan anochi. And also the nation that will enslave them, I will judge. V'acharichein yetzu b'chush gadol. Rabbi Zev Lev points out that the gematria of dan, there's tons of Divrei Torah here for the Leil HaSeder, for those taking notes or those listening online. Baruch Hashem, there's many, many Divrei Torah to share. Hein Yerbu. Rabbi Zev Lev points out, V'gam HaSegoi Sherevodu Dan Anochi, Hashem will judge the nation that enslaves them. Dan is Gematria Mater. All of the miracles of Yitziat Mitzrayim and Kriya Yamsuf, Shvi Yishal Pasach, were done with the Mata of Moshe. Dan is 54, and Mata is 40, and 9 is 49, and 5 is 54. So Rabbi Zev Lev says, how is Dan, how do we see Hashem was Dan, the Egyptians, through the Mata of Moshe? Vayei Moshe at the Mata al Meimei Mitzrayim. He wasn't allowed to do Dam actually. But Moshe used the Mata for the signs, the staff to the snake. He used it to go to the Zakenim. He used it to go to Paro. He used it for the Makos. He used it for Kriyas Yamsuf. The Mata was the staff by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu was done. He judged the Egyptians, and you see an allusion to that here, says Rabbi Zev Lev in this verse. So these are the psukim that we read in Magid, and we see that the enslavement occurred in a period of four 100s, but still four. What's very compelling about that is that they were not actually in Egypt for 400 years. Now I know we came from Leidas Yitzchak, but the fact is, Hashem said, Arba Meot Shana. Once again, the appearance of the significance of the number. There's only one option to fill in the blank here. You can't get this wrong. The appearance and the significance of the number 4. We were in Egypt for 210 years. Yet when Hashem foreshadowed the enslavement to Abraham, it occurred in a set of 4. What do I want to propose? Is someone still knocking? Should we call like security? Like, this is going to be my moment of Kiddush Hashem. I don't know. No, don't open the door. Please don't open the door. Okay. Okay, let's go. Let's go. So there are Arba Lashono Ke'ula, right? That's came out 400 years later, actually. Well, Yitzchak wasn't born yet. Almost 400 years later. A little more than 400 years later, I should say. There's the Arba Lashon HaGula, which we went through. Parak Vav of Shemos versus Vav through Zion. Kenega the Arba Lashon HaGula, Kos Yishuos, Eso V'Shem Hashem Ekra. We drink Arba Kosot of wine on Leil HaSeder. I am going to now propose, perhaps, why are there Arba Lashon HaGula? Because in this passage, and I'm going to tell to you now, there are Arba Lashon Galut, or Galus, or exile. Arba Lashono Galut, Arba Lashonos Galus, 4 terms of exile. Where do you see that? The pasuk right before the ones I quoted. Actually, I quoted this already. And the sun was about to set, and a slumber fell upon Abram. And behold, Ema, this is not Michal Horitz, the Medrash says, Medrash Rabbah on this pasuk, Ema, Cheshecha, Gedola, Nofeles, is referring to the Arba Galios. Ema, a terror. It's 15:12 of Bereishis, if you want to know where I'm quoting from, okay? Ema, a terror, a trepidation. Chashecha, from the word choshech, darkness. Gedola, a great one. Nofelas, falling. Medrash Bereishis Rabbah on this pasuk says, that is a reference to the, I think it's Medrash Bereishis Rabbah. It's Medrash Rabbah, the reference to the Arba Galios. What are the Arba Galios? We know Bavel, Parzumada, Yavon, and Rahman al-Islam. This one, Galus Romi. So I am proposing that perhaps the reason we have Arba Lashon Ke'ula, Hashem could have made 6 Lashon Ke'ula. Hashem could do whatever he wants. Hashem could make 3 Lashon Ke'ula. Hashem didn't have to make any Lashon Ke'ula. Hashem could have done, he didn't even have to blink, and he could have taken Klai Yisrael out of Egypt. Why make 4 promises of redemption to Moshe? Because he made 4 promises of galut, of exile to Avram. So if he promised the exile in 4 promises or 4 terms or 4 stages, then the redemption's going to come, mita kenega mita. If there's 4 levels of descent, then there will be 4 levels of ascent. Ema, it's vertical. Ema, cheshecha, gadol, nofelas. If we fell down a ladder of 4 for galut, then by the geula, we're going to climb up a ladder of 4. And perhaps that, and again, these psukim are going to appear in Magad, you're going to see. And perhaps that's why we have 4 lashona. Hashem could have made 2. 5, 10, like the Sarah said, he didn't have to make any of the Shonu Kula. Could have just taken Klai Yisrael out of Egypt. But it says right before the Lashon HaKula, if you remember what it says, V'gaman Yishamati et Na'akab B'nei Yisrael, Asher Mitzrayim Avidim Osam, V'ezkor et Briti. He says, I remember my covenant. Perhaps he's saying, which covenant does he remember? Which covenant? He made a lot of covenants with the patriarchs. If we go back to the Bris Ben Absarim, the covenant between the pieces, then God says, I remember the covenant between the pieces. Why did I tell Abram that the covenant between the pieces, the descent into exile will occur in four stages? Lachain Amor L'Bnei Yisrael, because V'ezkor et Briti, because I remember my covenant with Abraham, which included four descents into exile. Go tell them there will be four ascents into the wonderful Geula Mitzrayim and the wonderful salvation. So because there are four Lishono Galut, perhaps that's why there are Arba Lishono Geula. I said I'm going to come back to the Manishtana. So I am going to go back to the Manishtana. We have four questions on Leil HaSeder. We started Shir by saying, if our whole preparation, you know, I was just interviewed on a podcast, I think it's going to be released next week. They asked three questions. Each of the speakers, it was a series of speakers, was asked three questions. Oh, you'll hear if you listen. Do you do something special at the Seder? What's your favorite Pesach Dvar Torah? How could you ask any Magid Shir to say their favorite Pesach Dvar Torah, but fine. And wait, I only had 12 minutes to answer three questions. And, because it's a series of different speakers. And the last question was, what do you do to prepare for Chag? They said, you have to learn Torah. If a person's, I mean, this is how we started Shir. And now I'm going to take you back to Sefer Bereishis again. If all of our physical labor and toil is the point, you're missing the point. There is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We better hear the four letters of God's name calling out to us in our life. You are not doing all this avodah, so your house will be spring cleaning, which don't even start, because if you don't take food into your laundry room, if you want to spring clean, fine. But don't come to the Seder and say you're exhausted because you spent all night cleaning the laundry room. If no one ever takes, if you have toddlers who run around the house with Cheerios and cookies, it's a different psha. If you have a house full of adults and no one mamish eats in that room, so if you want to overwork, so you could overwork. So, you know, goes into height. But if you're working so hard and forgetting that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you're not learning to prepare for the Yom Tov, if we don't hear the four letters of Shem Hashem in our lives, we're missing the point. This is Gevaldik. In the Sefer Nitzotzos by Rabbi Avram Berg, which my son-in-law sometimes brings when they come for Shabbos. I think he said, he was my son-in-law's Rebbe in Reishit, I think Reishit. The Sefer has a scum in the front. It's a set on sparks of inspiration and Kabbalah from Parshios. It has a scum of Yaakov Bender, because I never heard of Rabbi Avraham Berg before this. So it has a scum. I'm just letting you know, because it's important to know who's the scum. Rav Yaakov Bender Shlita, my son Josh Shiva, gives a beautiful scum in the front of the set of sfarim. He says something unbelievable. The Arba Kashos, if the Arba Imahot are keneged the Arba Banim, and the Arba Baruch are praised for the Arba Banim, and the Arba Kosher are keneged the Arba Lashonot Geula, and the Arba Lashonot Geula are keneged the Arba Lashonot Galut, and the Arba Shemot HaChag go along with the Arba Parshiot. The Arba Kashos take us back to the beginning of time. I'm going to Parak Gimel with you at times. Parak Gimel of Sefer Bereishis. Parak Gimel is Adam and Isha in the Garden of Eden. Doesn't go so well. She takes the fruit, she eats it. Okay, so what happens? By Yishmus, Kol Hashem Elokim Etalech Began Neruach Hayom. Adam and Isha hear the voice of Hashem Elokim walking in the garden. Different pshatim to what that means. Teshuva, leaving, ikashchanim ba'yonim, whatever. And Adam and his wife hide from before Hashem Elokim amongst the trees of the garden. Listen very carefully. Vayekra Hashem Elokim el Adam vayomer. God Elokim called to man and he said, Ayekra, where are you? I heard your voice in the garden. I'm afraid. I'm naked. I hid. Vayomer, mihi gidecha ke'eremata? And God said, who told you you're naked? Hamina eitz asher suvisicha levelti achami menochata? Did you by chance eat from the tree you're not supposed to eat from? And Adam says, well, it wasn't really me. It was the woman you gave me. And God says to woman, ma zot asit. At the beginning of time, in the first conversation between God and man, there are four kashas. There are four questions. Ayaka, mihi gidecha ke'erom ata, hamina eitz asher suvisicha levelti achami menachata, and ma zot asi. Rabbi Avraham Berg needs sotzos. So what's the pshat? What's the pshat? If you're so busy with the physicality in this world, whatever your eitz hadas is, let's say it's a permitted eitz hadas. We're so busy taking up all our days, all our hours, and our waking moments with physicality. If we don't make time for the fact that there is a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, we're missing the whole point of living fulfilling Jewish meaningful lives. We all have to hear God saying to us, Ayeka. Leah Seder is one of the holiest nights of the year. The Rav HaGadol called an exalted evening. It's the night when God became the father of the 12 tribes. It's the night, says Rav Shimshon Pinkus, of the birth of the world of Kal Yisrael. It's the beginning of the process that leads to Matan Torah. The fourth Lashon Gula is V'kachti Eschem Nida'am. Ayeka. Hashem is saying to all of us, where are you holding in Ruchnias? He's not asking us where we are geographically. He knew where Adam is. He knows where I am. He knows where you are. Everyone has to ask themselves, Ayeka, where am I? Where am I as a Jew? Where am I as an Eved Hashem? Where am I as part of Klal Yisrael? Where am I in my ladder of Avodat Hashem? Mihi digidecha ke'erum ata? Are you self-aware enough to know when you are devoid of mitzvot? Are you self-aware enough to know when the midot need to be mitakein? Amina eitz? Did we transgress? By the way, the answer for all of us is yes. I'm not trying to insult anybody. Whatever. We're human beings. We have to be aware. We have to work on it. And finally, mazod asi. What have you done over the past year to change yourself? Are you the exact same person in Ruchnius that you were last year on Le'el Seder? If you didn't fall, okay, gevaldik. But in some way, we should all be a better person than last year. And of course, Baruch Hu calls to all of us on the most exalted night, make sure you're not too tired from all your preparation to have a meaningful Le'el HaSeder. Ayaka. Taka, I have to look at myself and say, where am I? Hamina Eitz. Take a look at my Averis to a Cheshvan and Nefesh. What areas need improvement? Am I eating from forbidden fruit over the course of the year? For every person, that means a different sin. Mihi Gidecha Ke'eromata. I just went out of order with 2 and 3. You have to be self-aware to know when you're naked. You know, the biggest challenge of teshuvah is a lack of self-awareness, not the Yetzer Hara. The biggest thwarting of teshuvah is when a person is not self-aware, because you're never going to repent. You're never even going to want to repent if you don't know, if you're not self-aware. Mihi gidecha, are you telling yourself what needs improvement? And finally, mazod asi, what have I done over the past year for Klal Yisrael? What have I done for my community? What have I done for my family? What have I done for the Arba Banim? What have I done to increase the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world? The four kashas are not simply four cute questions that the two-year-old stands up on the chair and they read them. It's very nice. You should have nachas, but you should know the Gemara speaks very strongly about the Arba kashas. The Gemara in Pesachim 116a says, Tani Rabbanan, Chacham bino sho'alo. If your son is wise, he asks you the Arba kashas. If your son is not wise, your wife should ask you the four questions. And if the son can ask and the wife can ask, the four questions are so important, you should ask yourselves the four questions. Gemara Pesachim Kuf Tazayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara teaches how important are the Arba kashos. If your son is a chacham, he should ask the Arba kashos. By the way, so I think when it comes to the two-year-olds, and you should enjoy your nachas, I'm not sure how this started, but I guess Kadesh Yishalu HaTinokos, but they should be repeated by a person of understanding who has an intelligence and awareness of what we're saying. I'm not saying that the children shouldn't ask. They should ask. But you need to be asking yourself. Chacham b'nosho Allah, your son is wise, he asks. Eino chacham, your son is not wise, ishto sho'alto, your wife should ask. If your wife and your son both don't know, it's not insulting anybody. Okay, thousands of years ago, how literate do you think? No, I'm being serious. The women were. They were not. I'm not insulting. I'm stating a fact. V'im lav, and if the son can't ask and the wife can't ask, hushoa la'atzmo. You should hear the voice of God in yourself, asking yourself. Afilu shnei talmidei chachamim, Psachim 116a. Even if you have two Talmidei Chachamim having a Pesach Seder together, and they know Kol Torah Kulo and all the Hilchos Pasach, they still must ask the questions, because every Yid must ask himself on this night, where am I? Who told you you're naked? Did you transgress what you're not supposed to transgress? Amazol Asi. It's Gevaldik. I want to tell you one more thing that I forgot. I know our time's up. By the way, I did not finish my material. Okay? Rabbi Baruch Hashem covered a lot. Going back to the mothers, give me 1 minute. A pisachlo, she'eno yodea lishol is the last child. And I wanted to mention it at the time, but I forgot. I think this is a hint to the fact that it's referring to the mothers, the arba banim. Because she'eno yodea lishol, the one who does not know to ask, at pisachlo. So the explanation is because the son does not have a high level of intelligence, speak to him on the level of a woman, sorry. Okay. However, apisachlo on the level of Arshir today, on the level of Drasas, it's the mother whose role it is. Adas Lashon Nekeva. It doesn't say atapisachlo. Apisachlo. It's the role of the mother, the imahot and kaiso bischar nashim tzikaniya, but also adar negali shom mitzrayim. So to 11b, it's the mother in every generation who knows how to open up, how to teach, how to transmit the Torah. Apisachlo. So. Keneged arba banim divrei Torah, arba imod, arba pashod, arba shemod hachag, baruch times four, arba banim, manishtana, arba kosod, arba lashon gula, arba lashon galut, arba matzot, and the voice of God calling to all of us with the yod, the hey, the vav, the hey, four letters in the shem havaya. Where are you? What have you done? And are we all trying to use Chag HaPesach as a springboard to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We do have Shir next week, Baruch Hashem. I wish everybody a Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much.